Today is World Sleep Day. In fact, this week marks Sleep Awareness Week. But while many of us are aware getting enough sleep is essential to our health and well-being, what about health concerns that arise when we're actually asleep? One such health concern when you're actually asleep is sleep apnea. And Stephen joins us on the line because, Stephen, you got in touch with the show regarding sleep apnea. I'm going to be talking to a sleep expert in a second. Tell me why you got in touch with us.
Well, I think it's, although it's something that's known about, it's actually, I think it's very under, it's kind of almost underrated as to how serious sleep apnea can actually be. And it was when I got a kind of, I got a very major kind of wake up call, pardon the pun, from my doctor after being diagnosed with sleep apnea, after undergoing a sleep test where you sleep and they actually monitor you while you're asleep to see how severe the sleep apnea can actually be.
Okay, so before I find out about how it affected you, tell me, what is sleep apnea? I have an idea in my head that it's something to do with not breathing properly while you're asleep. Is that right?
Yeah, so essentially what sleep apnea is, in my limited understanding, is that while you're asleep, you actually stop breathing for a split second. Now, even though your body remains asleep, your brain immediately kicks into gear and tells your heart and lungs to keep working. You know, something's gone wrong. We need to make sure that the breath is still pumping. But you're still actually physically asleep, although you're not technically mentally asleep. And this is where apnea, and it obviously, sleep apnea is most common kind of sign is heavy snoring.
Okay, so how did you discover that there was something wrong?
To be honest with you, it was literally just with a checkup with my doctor. I'd been very fatigued. I was, I'm in my late 40s. I was losing my memory. I could literally sleep at the drop of a hat, no matter where. I was just constantly exhausted after 8 or 9 hours sleep. And I went to my doctor and he literally just started calling out a list of symptoms, which I think I checked off almost all of them. And he immediately suspected that, look, this may be sleep apnea, and what we're going to have to do is send you to get tested, which means that you'll go somewhere, we'll wire you up, and you'll go to sleep for a night, and we'll see, is it sleep apnea, and if so, how bad is it?
And it obviously was.
And this was kind of the wake-up call, because when I met the doctor, the consultant, after the sleep test, she basically explained that my sleep apnea was so severe that my average was on 38 separate occasions every hour, I was stopping breathing. And this was quite serious, that she suspected that for the previous 6 or 7 years, when I was just thinking it was maybe me snoring and it was very annoying, that I hadn't properly slept correctly in about 6 or 7 years. Even though I had physically slept, my brain wasn't getting any rest. I was putting severe strain on my heart. My blood pressure was being affected. I was suffering from headaches. And this was all stemming from the sleep apnea, basically.
And how is it treated then? What sort of treatment program do you undergo?
Well, obviously, you need to make sure that your weight is under control, which is, one of the primary things. If you suffer from mild sleep apnea, controlled weight loss can sometimes help you. But with mine, because it was at such a stage, it was really, really severe, I had to get what's called the CPAP mask, which is something that you wear going to sleep at night, which literally it regulates your breathing and it stops those instances happening, basically.
All right, stay with me for a second, Stephen. Anne-Marie Boyan is a sleep expert and founder of the sleepcarecompany.com, and she joins me on the line. Anne-Marie, how common is sleep apnea?
Hi, Adrian, and hi, Stephen. It is very common in Ireland. It affects about 100,000 people, but actually about 85 to 90% of the people don't know they have it and it's gone undiagnosed. So it's probably double that statistic.
Right. Okay. Now, we heard from Stephen that he's got a very severe case of it. Can this be a fatal condition? You know, when I think of somebody stopping breathing, you would think that that could be potentially fatal, can it?
Well, the stopping breathing during the night affects so much. But basically, the main thing that happens is you don't get enough NREM sleep. So that's the deep sleep. So although you might think that you've slept the night, you're not actually getting that rest and restoration. So it can be really serious. It can affect your blood pressure, it can affect heart conditions. And the scary thing about it is that a lot of people don't know they have it. So it's up to, you know, your partner, it might be someone you share the bed with or a housemate, to actually tell you that they hear this during the night. So they might hear you snoring, but it's not just snoring. So snoring affects about 30% of men, about 10% of women, but it's actually this stopping breathing, and you can hear the person stopping breathing. So oftentimes it will take a partner, a wife, a husband of the other person or someone in the house to actually say, I've heard this going on. And then in the other case, then, as Stephen has mentioned, if that's not the case, then it is actually they feel severely fatigued the next day. They might have sleepiness all the time. They might be getting naps, falling asleep everywhere, fatigued, all those symptoms. And that's when they know that something is wrong.
Okay, so if you're not sharing the bed with somebody who might spot it, they are the signs to be watching out for. But for if a partner is sharing a bed with you, what will they actually notice if they wake up and they know, how will they notice you not breathing?
It's actually quite scary. I've heard that people say, you know, I have one person that says that, you know, it's quite scary when you're sleeping beside someone, you hear them snoring, but they actually stop breathing. And you're there wondering, are they going to breathe again? And it's that cessation of breath. And actually, that's where sleep apnea gets its name from, Greek word, cessation of breath, essentially. So it's very noticeable, because you actually, you snore, but you stop at the snore, and it gives the other person a fright. So that if that's happening numerous times during the night, the other person is actually usually very alarmed. And that's where a lot of the times it's alerted.
Okay, so if you're fortunate enough to have somebody for company in your bed, it's an unpleasant experience to hear this. But the point of sleep apnea, though, is it can be treated.
Yes, it can be treated. And as Stephen mentioned, so the main thing is, you think you have it, if a partner says you have it, so you have all those symptoms, and you go to the doctor. So the first line is, go to your GP. They will test you via questionnaire. And if you answer certain questions on that, then they will send you for a sleep study. So a sleep study can be done in, they will refer you to a sleep clinic in Ireland. There's a number of them around Ireland, Bonsecour, St. James's Hospital. There's a number of sleep clinics. And then they will do that sleep study overnight. So they hook up the wires to you, and then they will let you know if you definitely have it. And if you do have it, so you have the proper diagnosis, then the treatment is a CPAP machine. So that's the mask that Stephen mentioned that goes on. It looks like a Darth Vader mask, but it actually is, it's the first line of treatment for many people. And it is, I would say, life-saving. And then there is, in the case, in about 40% of people, that the CPAP mask either won't work or isn't suitable. And in that case, they can go to a dentist and get a mandibular device, which is called a MAD, M-A-D device. So it's like a sports mouth guard that's fitted to your mouth, and dentists can do that. And that actually helps your airways open.
Okay,
so that's another option for treatment.
So there is treatment available. Let me just finally, Stephen, come back to you for a moment. Since you discovered that you had sleep apnea, now you're being treated, Are you feeling much better now?
I noticed that my short-term memory was really being affected by my overtiredness. So getting up in the morning now, I'm actually getting up and I'm going back into, I'm in work, and I'm an awful lot more energetic. I'm an awful lot more attentive in work. Before, I just could never understand why I was so tired. So the after maybe three or four nights of kind of, you know, getting to sit with the mask correctly and getting used to it on your face. And the one that I use is quite, it's like, it's extremely soft kind of plastic. So it, like, you know, it's something that you do forget about after a while, but the difference is mind blowing. And the beauty of the machine as well is that the newer machines now are super silent, so you don't hear anything. Do you know what I mean? So your partner in bed is not going to have this big machine humming beside them while you're getting a lovely night's sleep and they're being kept awake. So the machines themselves are super silent and really good. Another tip as well, when I was first diagnosed, was my partner actually videoed me while I was snoring and stopping. So I was able to bring that to the doctor as well and actually physically show him how it was happening over the course of the night, and that kind of helped my diagnosis as well.
All right, very good. Glad to hear you're a new man now since you discovered what was wrong with you and you're getting treatment for it. Stephen, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. And also Anne-Marie Boyan, sleep expert and founder of the sleepcarecompany.com. Anne-Marie, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on Lunchtime Live.